Hey everybody, welcome to MJ Friends Blog. My name is Mariah, or you can just call me MJ. This is my first time using Anchor FM. I heard about it through the grapevine, and I decided to try it. So that's why I'm here. That's why you're here. Welcome on board. Basically, MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast, and you've tuned in into the podcast portion. Basically, my podcast will consist of random conversations amongst my friends and myself. Today, it's just myself. My travel life, I am a full-time flight attendant. What's it like being a new mom? I just delivered a newborn baby boy 2 weeks ago, so I'll be talking about that. And yes, I'm doing that full-time as well. On here, I can go from talking about ways to reach your goals to the latest celebrity gossip. So when I say it's random, it's pretty random. Today, I want to talk about achieving goals. Today's February 14th, 2019. Happy Valentine's Day to those who are celebrating. We are 45 days into 2019, and must I say it has gone pretty darn fast, like really fast, like snap of a finger fast, like eye blinking fast. Did anybody set any short-term or long-term goals this year? Yeah, awkward pause. So I do every year, and it's not because it's a new year, new me. It's because I actually set goals every single month, and I like to achieve goals because I don't know, I've been doing it forever, but I did make a list of the reasons why we create goals that I think, and I came up with four-ish different reasons. So the four-ish, I say four-ish because there's one reason on here where 9 times out of 10, it is someone's reality and it should not be. So number one, I came up with was to become better versions of ourselves, which I feel like is extremely important, which is, I feel like 80% of people's goals, I want to become a better version of myself, so I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. That's not bad. I don't think that's bad reasoning. Number two is to prove something to ourselves. Hey, let me see if I can run these 10 miles this week or today or however long it takes. I think that's pretty good. Yep, to prove it to ourselves, I can do it, I can achieve it, I can thrive, I can be great, I can be excellent, and to better myself, of course. Number three is to give ourselves something to do. It pertains to me. It may not pertain to other people, but some people are real life bored and need goals and need something to do, so they create goals to have something to do. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Number four is the ish part, to prove something to other people. This is on some people's list, and it should not be on anybody's list because you shouldn't be worried about nobody but yourself. You shouldn't be in competition with nobody but yourself, but a lot of people are. They'll look on social media, and they'll be like, oh, so-and-so came up with a scheme or a scam to come up with $1,000 in a day. I want to be like so-and-so. Don't be like so-and-so. Create your own goals. Do your own thing. Stay in your own lane, and you'll be okay. You'll succeed. You will be all right. I feel like to really attain your goals, you have to stay focused. And I know it does sound cliche, but in reality, I honestly feel like it's the truth. If you're worried about what's going on to the left of you, if you're worried about what's going on to the right of you, you won't be able to look forward because you're always leaning to the left. You always lean into the right. Keep your head straight. Keep your head up. Look forward. Focus on the light. Stay focused. It, like I said, it is cliche, but I feel like it's real life. It's a reality. Don't be worried about what Bob said or what Susie said at work or who's doing what or who's dating so-and-so. Worry about yourself. If you stay focused and worried about yourself, you don't have time to worry about anybody else. And that's the truth. Another thing I would say is to stay positive. If you're always positive, you don't have room for negative energy. One of the most positive influences I've seen is DJ Khaled. I don't know him personally, but I know he is one positive individual. I watch his snaps daily, and he always has something positive to say about his friends, his family, his work, his life, himself, his boy. Everything he does and says is positive, and I feel like that is goals, because that negative energy can kill you. You may not have negative energy, but you could be around somebody that has negative energy, and their negative vibes and their negative energy could have got on your t-shirt and you didn't brought it into somebody's house. Then that's why people sage. Keep the negative energy away from you. They say that the tongue is the strongest muscle in the body. I believe it, because when you speak positivity, positive things happen to you. And when you speak negative things happen to you, and so forth. So just keep speaking positive, doing positive.